Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to this special episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, and Anthony Marino here with you, happy to talk everything Buffalo Bills, but like I said, something special for you, as Kyle Trimble of our Banged Up Bills, you know him best there, and doing work here for BuffaloRumblings.com, he had a chance to catch up with Thurman Thomas to talk about tailgating, but more importantly, to talk about the Buffalo Bills too, and a great new promotion that he has going on with Pepsi right now. So wanted to share that with everyone. Enjoy the interview with Thurman Thomas. And as always, go Bills.
So tell me a little bit about the marketing campaign. What's the most impressive or unique feature on the Bills tailgate truck?
Wow. Just the truck in itself is just amazing. You know, from looking on the outside, you know, you have the buffalo, the big buffalo head there. And on the inside, you know, it has a refrigerator and seats. It has everything that you want. And it really is an amazing truck. Glad that I got a chance to, do some take some things in it and got a chance to see it firsthand. So Pepsi done a great job of really just kind of putting this together and really just – I can't wait until it comes out. I think Bills fans, knowing what might be ahead that we might not be able to tailgate, I think this is a great way that, you know, Pepsi and I came together and that we're going to really make the tailgating fans kind of remember it, even if we have to come by their house. I mean, that's kind of what we're doing. We're going to pick three lucky winners to have a chance to the pet truck will come to their house. There's a lot of merchandise that are signed, like a helmet, a football, a jersey, all signed by me. So it's going to be an exciting time, and hopefully I think it will go well.
Very cool, very cool. Describe the type of Bills fan that you would like to see win the chance to go on the truck.
You know what? I think the type of Bills fan that I mean, they're all kind of the same kind of, you know what, I haven't been to a lot of people's houses in the last couple of years, but I know some of these houses, man, are really decked out. I mean, a lot of these guys have man caves, you know, Buffalo Bills mailbox, their door, everything. I just want to maybe try to get to a family that has had like generations of Bills fans, you know, four or five generations of Bills fans. I know some fans in there, you know, there had been generational fans, but every now and then they'll sneak a Patriot in there or something. So, you know, but I really would like to see a family that has really had like generational Bills fans growing throughout.
I like that answer. So a little background real quick on me. I'm a physical therapist, so this is where this next question comes from. But okay. Said that you played your whole career with a torn ACL all the way back from your time at Oklahoma State. How's that knee feeling all those years later?
It actually feels great. I have more problem with my right knee, which I tore my last year in the league with the Miami Dolphins. I have more problem with that one than I did with my left one, which I tore back in 1986. I've never had a problem with it. I was actually thinking that one of these days I want to go get a scope just to kind of look at it and see what it's like, because I haven't had a problem with it since 1986 when I tore it. So, but right now it feels great. You know, I do a lot of walking, I do a lot of exercising like that. So, I've been one of those guys who's been able to stay in shape and just, you know, not in football shape, but just been able to just stay in shape. And obviously, you know, my knee is a big part of that, and I still actually do work on it.
I love that answer.
Yeah.
Going into this year's team, what elements of your game do you see in Devin Singletary and Zach Moss?
Man, I tell you what, I haven't really actually thought about, you know, what those guys do best. I mean, I haven't seen that. I've seen it in college. I haven't seen how he's going to produce here in the pros, but I'm anxious to see how he does. I think with Devin Singletary, I mean, he's just, man, he's awesome. Even though he's 5'6", 5'7", I don't really actually know how tall he is, but the time that he played last year was really great. He did a lot of great things, missed some games. So I'm looking forward for him to really expand in this game, catching a lot of passes out of the backfield. You know, I think him and Zach would do a great job of taking a lot of pressure off of Josh Allen. I think so. And you know what? I really hope it comes down to where these two guys can be reminded of, you know, myself and Kenny Davis when we were here. You know, two quality backs, man. I really think that that would be an awesome plan to have in the backfield there with Josh Allen, having those two guys take a load off of Josh Allen's shoulder. But from what I look like, man, Josh looks great from what I hear and everything. So I'm really excited about that. But I've always said, though, besides the center and the quarterback, the running backs touch the ball more than anybody on the football field. So they have an opportunity to a lot more plays. So I'm looking forward to those two guys.
Awesome. For those that never got to see you play, including me, because I'm a Bills fan later in life, what's the one game that you would pull up on YouTube to showcase your skills?
The one game that I would pull up to showcase my skills to those fans that never got to see me play. You know, that's a tough one. But I would probably say, and I think I saw it somewhere yesterday or day before yesterday, the game against Miami Dolphins. I think it was the opening game of the year, and I became the first Bills player to have over 100 yards rushing and 100 yards receiving. I think that game kind of showcased what I did. I was on the football field, whether it was running the ball or catching the ball or picking the blitz up out of the backfield. I think that was a game that kind of showed everything that I was in a football player.
I would say that game definitely highlights both of your receiving and running abilities. That's a good game, though. So I'll have to check that out later on. All right. Going back to the marketing campaign real quick there. How can Pepsi recreate the tailgate experience that us Bills fans enjoy so much? I know we're not jumping through tables with this thing, but there's a certain element that we're going to be missing this year. What can Pepsi bring that hopefully that can recreate that?
Well, I think what Pepsi can bring in, you know, just the excitement, you know, just, you know, that they're doing something to really help the fans this year that won't be at the game. It'll be at your home. I think having Pepsi come to your home is something totally different. I think, you know, having me showing up, you know, there's totally different from even from a home game, you know, knowing that all the fans would be there at the stadium. You know, we're bringing the excitement and the experience to your home. So I think with that in itself, you know, just having them being able to bring this fantastic truck around and win prizes, you know, they're still keeping the excitement there for the Buffalo Bills fan around.
I think I let you keep the truck after this is all said.
And just really adapting to the situation that we're in right now.
Yep. Hey, I'm glad they're able to do that. Are they going to let you keep the truck after this is all said and done?
We haven't negotiated that yet.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, I tell you what, if the Bills make it to the Super Bowl, which is in Tampa this year, I drive that damn truck all the way down to Tampa.
I would love to see that. Awesome. Just a handful more questions here. So the Bills have that awesome training center that they built for the players, and we're seeing a big difference in their ability to get back to the field. Mm-hmm. If you had that when you were playing, how much longer do you think your career could have lasted?
Well, you know what? That's an interesting question because I think with the way guys train today, I think that probably would have helped me play a little bit longer. You know, back when I played, there wasn't all these bands and all these different type of stretches that they're doing now. It was basically run and lift weights. That was it. you know. So, but I do think now with the way that they're doing things now, especially over the Bills, and it really showed last year because they did not have a lot of injuries to a lot of players on their football team. And I think they got some type of an award for that. And I think with them having just everything that they want over there to their that they use has really helped them. And I think really, even with the training aspect of it, I think Sean McDermott is handling this very, very well. I mean, he's not wearing out his players. You know, the players are out there doing what they're supposed to be doing. And you know what? He's letting guys, you know, take days off or not hitting every day. You know, he's been very instrumental in the way that they practice, how they practice. And but overall, you know, they've done a great job the past couple of years of just really negating all the injuries that happen over the National Football League. And I think that's why they were so successful this past year, that they didn't have a lot of serious injuries.
Hey, if you're available, you're going to be able to play better. Absolutely.
Right.
You got time for two questions left?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So when you see Sean McDermott, and obviously you played for Coach Levy, what's one trait that you see in McDermott that says, yep, Levy could get along with this guy very well?
Well, the one trait he's always smiling. He's been fantastic. He's been able to still communicate. I communicate with him every week during the season. He's been a great coach for the past 3 years, and for a guy to be here 3 years and then get an extension, that tells you how great of a coach he is and how he's doing things. Him and Brandon Bean are doing things over at One Bill Drive. I love him to death. I wish him the best. I told him a couple weeks ago, you know, hey, this is, you know, the season is about to start, and what better way to try to finish it up was to be finishing it up in Tampa at the Super Bowl, where we went to our first Super Bowl. And he was like, I've already told that to the team. I'm good. We all know it and everything. So, you know, he doesn't miss anything. I know it kind of started off a little shaky. You know, people were kind of upset with some of the things that, you know, not going for it on fourth down. But I think as a first-year coach, you have to learn those things over a period of time. And I think every single year that he's been a head coach, he's been learning. He's been learning. And I think right now he's at the point now where I think he knows it. I think he knows he has, and I think the one thing that's really helped him is that he's had some great coaches over there. I mean, having Leslie Frazier, who was a head coach, a defensive coordinator now, I think that has taken a tremendous lot of pressure off of him. So, I mean, the coaches have been the ones that have been teaching the offense, defense, and special teams, and he's hired some really good ones.
I love that answer. I can't. Can't add anything to it there. That was an excellent. I could talk with you probably for another 2 hours if I had the opportunity.
Yeah, no.
Question for you. All right. So you'd be given the opportunity to play one more down of football. You're on the 5-yard line. You know the ball's coming to you for the touchdown. What play from your playbook do you run in order to get that touchdown?
Oh, what play do I run? Oh, that's a tough one, you know. If it was left, well, Jim would be calling the play, so it would probably be a passing play. So it would be the passing play that Jim and I ran a lot when we started running the no huddle. It would have been cow or calf 65 option, which is an option route for me, 101, probably against a linebacker or a secondary guy. We'll have the option to, you know, cut to the left, cut to the right, or take it up the middle. So, it'd have been either cow or calf, 65 option.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I'm glad you had that. You knew exactly where you wanted to go to with that. And
yeah,
I was going to score every time, right?
Oh, every time, every time.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.